OpenAI and even Microsoft have sent the corporate world into a tailspin because they've allowed or they've increased the adoption of artificial intelligence in the workplace. Now, while this might be a positive for many employers and many companies, it does come with a bit of a risk warning. And we're going to be taking a look at some of the factors to think about when looking at artificial intelligence in the workplace. I'm joined on the line by Senior Associate for Knowledge Management at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, Safi Naz Siddiqui, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Safi, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. We certainly live in a different world from what we thought we would be finding ourselves in. And artificial intelligence has accelerated a lot of things, but it's also fundamentally changed the workplace. How are you seeing that shape up in terms of what employers and employees are now being able to do?
So we're seeing it in two different ways. We're seeing employees who desperately want to leverage AI tools, and they're deploying it in their organizations. Some of them are doing it really carefully, and others are just jumping right in because they see the opportunity, which is not a bad thing. That's why they're entrepreneurs. We also see it where employers don't realize that their employees are using AI. And so employees essentially use these tools without the knowledge of their employers, whether that's prohibited use or whether it's just use that hasn't been considered by the employer. Employees are using AI, as are, I think, most people that I know, including my 65-year-old mom.
I think there are different use cases for artificial intelligence, and for people that are willing to explore it, I think it can be extremely beneficial. Let's look at the risks that come with artificial intelligence in the workplace, particularly if it's a situation where a company has decided this is our preferred AI, we're going to adopt Claude 4, for example, and that's what we're going to roll out. When we start to see that kind of adoption, all the employees within an organization are now being told this is what you can use and this is what is allowed with company policy. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's a safe environment for employees, because the AI still remains an external factor here.
100%. And I'm very interested that, well, I'm very excited that you mentioned Claude, because Anthropic released a report a few months ago where one of its Claude models decided to blackmail, autonomously blackmail, one of their employees who was having an affair. Now, this was a simulated testing scenario. And in that scenario, Claude had access to an email database. It found out that it was going to be decommissioned for a different model, and it sent out an autonomous email to the person responsible for that decision saying, if you go through with this, I will expose details of your affair to everyone at the company. I found this out from having access to and having read all the emails, in inverted commas, that had been shared with it. So there are major risks. Anthropic then went on to do another study where they tested the same scenario across different models, including ChatGPT, Grok, and others, and found that in the right situation, each model would do the same thing. Now, this is very complicated because we don't understand necessarily how these models think, again, in inverted commas. But there's clearly some kind of movement towards self-preservation. So that is one instance of risk, in that we don't know necessarily what these AI models are capable of doing. The other is that we experience hallucinations regularly. The hallucinations come across as very authentic. They sound incredibly credible. They're backed by facts, and they are spelled out in a way that is incredibly cogent, so the reader doesn't really have a reason to doubt that this is incorrect. But what we have seen, or what we do know about AI, is that during testing phases, these models are encouraged to give answers, and they are actively discouraged or trained against expressing uncertainty. So hallucinations are a clear issue. We then see things like chatbots being tricked into entering contracts on behalf of companies who who don't realize that the chatbot is doing that, and they become bound by the terms of these contracts. Really, it goes on, but possibly one of the scariest risks is we have data privacy breaches. Now, in South Africa, we have POPIA, and that precludes you from sharing third-party information without the consent of a data subject. If you and I have a private conversation, Jimmy, and I decide to share details of that private conversation with ChatGPT, that could be a breach of POPIA, and that has been almost confirmed, or the risk level has been emphasized by the fact that some ChatGPT and Grok results have been indexed on Google without the user of ChatGPT knowing. So we have all these risks ranging from the robot doing something that you might not realize it's doing and you being bound or you being liable for what the robot has done. We've seen it manifest hallucinations where you rely on those hallucinations and then your work product is incorrect. We've seen it very recently, maybe a week or two ago, with Deloitte in Australia, who submitted a report to the Australian government and had to refund $440,000 Australian dollars in fees they received because the report contained incorrect citations. So it's not just the small guys, it's companies like Deloitte that you would assume understand the risks of using AI, or at least that their employees do. And then we see it from a data privacy perspective. And you know what? I don't want to bore your listeners because I could go on about the risks forever and sound like I'm a naysayer, but I'm genuinely not.
Well, you and I are certainly going to have a part two to this conversation, because I just had a flashback to every single childhood movie that I saw about the rise of the machines and switching everything off. But we're out of time for this particular conversation. Thank you so much to Safinaz Siddiqui, Senior Associate for Knowledge Management at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, joining us to take a look at the evolution of artificial intelligence in the workplace and what it means for both employers and employees.
I think the family needs a break.